Well, it's that time of year when PBS NewsHour invites two of our regular literary critics to highlight their favorite books of the year. Jeffrey Brown picks up that conversation for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
2025 was another year of great releases across an array of genres. For a look at which books you should be reading and gifting this holiday season, we're joined by two of our favorite readers and recommenders, Maureen Corrigan, a professor at Georgetown University and book critic for NPR's Fresh Air, and acclaimed author Ann Patchett, who's also the owner of Parnassus Books in Nashville, where she joins us. Nice to see both of you again. So let's start with fiction, as we often do. Ann Patchett, I'm going to start with you and give you two picks.
Okay, I'm only going to take one of the two picks because my other pick is going to be my best book of the year. This is very close to my best book of the year. This is The Loneliness of Sonia and Sonny by Kiran Desai. It was shortlisted for the Booker Prize. It is a sweeping epic about two young people who are both from the same small town in India. They are living in the States. And when they're in the States, they feel too Indian. And when they go home to India, they feel too American. And this is the story of how they slowly wind their way to one another and maybe cure their loneliness. Kiran Desai is a brilliant, all-encompassing writer, and I love this book.
Okay, and I love Ann Patchett. She makes her own rules. When I give her two, she takes one, and she'll take her other one later. Maureen, do you want to take two?
My first pick is The Antidote by Karen Russell. Nobody does the old, weird America better than Karen Russell. This novel is bookended by two real events, an epic Dust Bowl storm and an epic flood in 1935 in Nebraska. And in the middle is our main character, a prairie witch called the Antidote, who holds people's memories that they otherwise can't contain. Mm-hmm. My other one is by Lily King, Heart the Lover. Uh-huh. And Lily King...
Which is sort of a follow-up to an earlier
one, It's a follow-up to Writers and Lovers, yeah. But Lily King is such a brilliant designer of narrative that you don't have to have read the first novel to really fall in love with this one. It's about a love triangle at a college campus in the 1980s, and it follows our main character, mm-hmm. a woman nicknamed Jordan, as she tries to pull her life together in the decades afterwards.
All right, let's move to nonfiction. Ann Patchett, you can start this one again.
Arundhati Roy, Mother Mary Comes to Me. Arundhati Roy burst into the literary scene in 1996 with her international best-selling Booker Prize-winning The God of Small Things, which sold over 6 million copies. This is the story about her relationship with her brilliant and difficult mother, Mary Roy, but that's really only about 15% of the book. The rest of it is about Arundhati Roy's life. She was an architect, she was an actress, she was a screenwriter, but more than anything, she was a political activist. But let me throw in one small book that I also love that just came out. And this is called A Long Game, Notes on Fiction Writing by Elizabeth McCracken. There are so many people on your holiday list who want to be writers, and she has wonderful, wonderful tough love, direct, and very funny advice on how to be the writer you want to be.
All right, Maureen Corrigan, two in the nonfiction category.
Yeah, Last Scene by Judith Giesberg. Mm-hmm. Judith Giesberg is a historian. In 2017, with a lot of her research grad students, she constructed a website, the Last Scene website, that gathered together every ad they could find placed by formerly enslaved people looking for their family members who were sold away. This book focuses on 10 of those ads. It really deepens our understanding of the lived experience of slavery. So that's one. And then switching gears, Patti Smith's Bread of Angels.
Her latest memoir.
Her latest memoir in this year, which celebrates the 50th anniversary of her landmark album, Horses. Patti Smith is such an American original, and her prose is both filled with poetry, but also this rough authenticity, and I love her.
As do many.
Yes, yes.
All right, now, Ann, I've been to your great bookstore in Nashville. I know you have a wonderful children's book section, so this one's just for you.
All right, let's start off with my favorite picture book this year, If We Were Dogs by Sophie Blackall. This is about two people who are having a conversation. Hey, what would we be like if we were dogs? What would our relationship be like? This is the answer. It turns out one of the people, they doesn't want to be a dog. We cannot keep this book in the store. And not only do parents love reading it to children, the children are going crazy for this book. So Sophie Blackall, writer and illustrator. And then coincidentally, Sophie Blackall is also the illustrator for the Norindi series. These are three very tiny little books by Kate DiCamillo, three very short novels put together in a boxed set. They are a little bit fairy tale, very imaginative, very beautiful. They all have a full arc.
All right, Maureen Corrigan, I've got a special category for you. We're going to call this surprise or a hidden gem.
Yeah.
Something that took you unawares.
Gertrude Stein, An Afterlife. I didn't think there was a lot left to learn about Gertrude Stein.
This is a new biography.
A new biography. Yeah. Somehow, Gertrude Stein inspires, I think, almost an obsessive investigatory zeal in her biographers. And I read this at night before I went to sleep, like a detective novel. It goes deep into Stein's life in Paris and, of course, her relationship with Alice B. Toklas, but also the afterlife, how her reputation has been constructed, reconstructed. It's fascinating.
And Anne, your favorite book of the year that you could not live without?
Buckeye by Patrick Ryan. This is just such a terrific novel. It goes from the First World War through Vietnam, showing the effects of war and love, war and peace, shall we say, on a small Ohio town. This is a book that women will love, that men will love, that, you know, if you have someone on your list who says, oh, I only read nonfiction, they still will love this book. It really meets everyone's needs, and everyone who comes to this store has loved it.
All right, Maureen Corrigan,
favorite. Gosh, don't make me.
I am making you.
The Antidote. I would come back to Karen Russell. That's the book I'm going to keep thinking about long after Christmas and the holidays and everything. It's an amazing book.
All right, as always, you both have given us a great list. Maureen Corrigan, Anne Patchett, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.